Welcome to Whispers of Oxenfurt, the Whiskey, Wine, and Witcher live commentary episodes. We are here, season one, episode season one, episode eight. I wish there was nine episodes. Season one, episode eight, much more, the finale. So this is it.
Woohoo!
So, Lindsay, I'm going to put you on the spot. What so far has been your favorite part?
My favorite.
Fantastic. All right, so... No, go ahead.
You're a jerk. My favorite. Okay, well, follow up.
What
question.
Sticks out the most, I guess? Off the top of your head.
Off the top of my head? I don't know. I feel like there's so much. I guess it's just that there's a whole, like, world. Like, this is one whole big world, and it was confusing at first, like, the different timelines. But now, like, after you figure that out, like, you just realize that everyone. There's so much going on in this one world, and you're kind of seeing, like, three stories.
Interconnected.
Yes.
Yep, and they're all together, or they will all be together here if they're not already all together. So, yeah, this is it again. Follow along as we sync up, and we will do that in three, two. Oh, yeah, hold on.
Uh-oh.
Spoilers, massive spoilers. Spoilers for the whole season. If there's anything too big... from the books or anything like that, I'll give fair warning, but I generally won't do that. But again, potential spoilers in here, so. But it's the last episode, so there shouldn't be anything that we know of
dun, dun.
From the future. All right, so link up, get ready in 3, 2, 1, now. Ba-doom.
Dang, we were both on point for that one.
Yeah, I guess we finally figured it out. Although it is, we're in March now, so it's been about 3 months, or 2 months, I guess. Yeah. I know when we did the first one.
Cities on Fire.
The Slaughter of Sintra. Which we saw from the first episode. We saw a little more. Was that the fourth episode, third episode? And then last episode. And then this episode. We got a sick cat also, so she's definitely wanting the attention over here. But it picks up right where we left off. Geralt, again, a big change from the books. Geralt is in Sintra during the slaughter.
What's this book you just found? I don't remember that.
You know what? I can honestly say I don't remember this either. The book, the robe.
Well, that dress was the one.
Was that a dress?
Yeah, that she was wearing the first time they met, I think.
Oh, the knuckle bones. I guess this is just a realization of, oh, she's dead and I done failed. I did not protect her.
So is that like what the Law of Surprise is? It's supposed to be a protection thing?
No, I mean, it's just you just claim them. Yeah, that's the way he took it as. It's his child, he should take care of him.
So me and you had a discussion about this, I think when we first watched the episode, or I had the question about it.
Mm-hmm.
So is this the camp that Ciri runs to in whatever episode and like the
I know what you're talking about when she was with the Sintra noblewoman and all that.
Yeah, because I think this is when we kind of had the debate about the timelines of how long has Ciri actually been. Was the battle Sintra like a week ago?
No, again, if I paid attention again to the Netflix timeline, I think Ciri's timeline is literally like a week. Or maybe a month or something like that. It is very short.
Right. Well,
Game of Thrones reference. Feast for the Crows there. So they kind of slid that in. So, yeah, I don't think they really said anything of what it is. But we can be made to assume, because he makes it seem like they're innocents. So this is a big change, too. So in the books, he comes across this merchant with, like, an overturned cart. And... what happens here is he helps this dude out of the goodness of his heart because he's good Henry Cavill Witcher. In the books, he forces the merchant to do what? Child of surprise. He forces the merchant to say, I will give you whatever's at home before he helps him.
Because he's so upset about losing
Ciri? No, because that's what witchers do. And he's a witcher.
I didn't know they did that. I didn't know that was like a characteristic.
Exactly, though. That's the biggest change, though, is the book and the show, they make it like, he doesn't really... He just throws it out there. He doesn't really want to do it. Like, here he doesn't do it. He literally says, coming up, he's like, just give me some fucking ale. And the guy's like, no, I'll give you this, the law of surprise. But in the books, no, he's like, he forces the guy too. He doesn't want to do it. And he forces him.
Huh.
I think these are Neckers. I think it's the monster here that these are Neckers.
And what are Neckers again? Because I know, like...
They're necrophages. They feed on corpses. Oh. Like a lot of them. Yeah.
No, see. I think that's like a creepy look from like the previews that were showing before the season came out, where he has like the black eyes and he just looks really fucked.
I think that was from the first episode. Is that what that it was? One where he's looking? Where I think it's when he's fighting the Kikimora.
But you know what I'm talking about, like episode. The black yeah. eyes, like
yeah.
I remember seeing that preview and I was like, oh, that looks freaky.
Let me actually turn down this volume. Is yours real loud? Can you adjust yours?
Mine, I'm fine.
Okay, I can't adjust mine. They're super loud. So I think I should be good there. We're not going to pause it.
God, he just looks so, like, mad.
Yeah. There was a teacher at school who said she watches this because of Henry Cavill so hot.
I mean, she ain't wrong.
I know. I'm like, yeah? Yeah?
So is this like...
Oh, they got some DBs over here, these Neckers.
I know, like... You know, he's been such a good, like, witcher and, like, he's been a badass.
Yeah.
So he kind of fails here.
Is like that he died? Because, like, he should have been killed? Yeah.
Yeah, but is that because he's so distraught from the whole Suri thing? Like, you
can make that argument that he's just so mopey that he just wants to fucking die.
Yeah.
Like, here's just, I'm going to save this dude. I mean, I know
he
kind of
makes that comment a lot about, like, I'm ready Geralt, to die. Yeah.
And that's from the books. It's mopey, feeling sorry for himself. Bitch ass Geralt.
You know what I mean? Like, he saved the guy. Like, the guy is now saved. Like, why wouldn't you get back on Roach and head out? Like, it's.
Well, oh, because, right. Well, there.
Well, yeah, that's he why. Realizes that.
Yeah.
But...
Fuck. You got to get that in. Ching.
And.
Oh, we're... yeah. That's a deep one, bruh. There you go. Mm. Not a happy ever after all.
A fitting end. Like, he's like he's great, just like, I'm
yep,
done.
Huh, Roach? Yep, that's it. I'm done. Fuck it.
Like, yep, goodbye.
And goodbye, cruel world.
This is when she wakes up and...
Yeah, she done blasted the hell out of... Sees what she did. We need to get out of here. Scene of the crime.
Yeah, pretty much. That's the sad part.
The horsey.
She didn't mean to kill the horsey.
Mm-mm. Clip or clop. R.I.P. Yeah, look.
She's like, oops. And then...
Yeah, it's almost ritualistic there. Yeah, she's like, okay.
And then it's, oops.
Just blasted.
I like how this lady's, like, kind of not fazed by it.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, yeah, they came after you. Yeah, glad you,
yeah,
you know.
Whatever the hell you did.
Good for you.
You pulled it off.
Yeah. Yeah, dead bodies.
Blasted.
That's kind of a cool shot where you see, like... Like, how she, like, fucked up the earth.
What's that called? Like, the not ground zero, but...
Like point it's of like ground.
Yeah, so, yeah, you go. Yeah, like that. And it's cool because this is all the episodes' logos. All the episodes' logos getting formed into three that represent the Holy Trinity.
Which one's supposed to be who?
Da, da, da. Well, who's the wolf?
Well, obviously the wolf.
Who's the swallow? Zareal, Siri.
Oh.
She'll be called that eventually. Oh, spoiler. Okay. And then, obviously, the other one's Yen. Yennefer, that is.
Yennefer.
Yennefer. This is funny, too, because, I mean, I know they're taking, like, the little boat out to the main one. But it's just fun because it's too deep. You have to take the dinghy out there.
Yeah.
But they're all just cramped in here, sitting all proper shoulder to shoulder. And we are treated to a lot of explanations.
See, It's another reason why I love her. She's just like, so what's going on here? Like, are you going to tell us anything? When is that happening?
Vilgefortz. Kedwin.
Mm-hmm. See, I love that. Like, when?
Hopefully. Yeah, when? 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
Mages.
Yep, exactly. Mm-hmm. We're not...
And a look from Vilgefortz.
Huh.
You saw Iz. I'm gonna ignore you, Sabrina.
Yep, we don't like you.
They'll eventually be rivals, but maybe not in the show. Or in the books, they were rivals. But this is all made up. Oh, what? Yeah. Yeah.
Yep, that was a cut deep.
Hey, in a pig pen. Piglet.
She's like, yeah, because I haven't been fighting back my entire life.
Good question. Vilgefortz,
now she's
do you
team.
Know?
Yeah. Huh. Weird.
Feisty.
She's like, bitch, yeah, I know. So is she like
none
the most
yet.
Powerful of all like all
who,
of them?
Yen?
Yeah.
I mean, I would assume I'd say it'd be Taseya, but
right.
It's one of those probably you have the most potential and we
okay.
see that potential at the end of the battle.
Right.
I think that's kind of what I got out of it.
I'm just wondering sometimes cuz like obviously she's beautiful, but
well, that's what
they all
like,
seem
talented.
To kind of be like attracted to her
well,
and you know how you're attracted to yeah. Like, she's very assertive. She's very,
well,
it's
the potential thing. Remember, she's young.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, is that, because, like, even right there, he seemed to kind of have that, yeah. like, attraction towards her. I was wondering if that is because of that whole, you're so talented, that makes me more attracted to you.
Potentially. At the end of the episode, I'll mention that at the end of the episode. We'll talk about that later.
Okay.
It's horror. As Yaskier said in the books, death and destruction. They leave nothing but death and destruction. Heroic.
Yep.
I've heard they've come to save it. Oh, some mages. Get a little shot of coral there. Lydia. Or Lydda, not Lydia. The pre-battle montage. You gotta have it.
Mm-hmm.
No training montage, though. They saved us that. The little magic rocks, pop rocks. The Coke bottles. I like Coke bottle right there.
Yeah.
Like they just ran out and they're like, fuck it. Yen, way to help out, Yen.
Mm-hmm.
Just walking around.
Probably because she doesn't believe what they're actually doing is going to really...
Miss Thang. Pop rocks. That's all I think about when I see those.
Yeah.
It's just pop rocks. I just want to eat them. Or throw some coke in them. If they want to do some damage, they get some coke and throw them in there.
Get out of here.
Get some Mentos bombs.
Oh, that kind of coke.
Really? Really? Why would cocaine?
I don't know.
What? I'm supposed to be making those jokes.
You're welcome.
Yes, yeah, so again, this is all show created. The Battle of Sodden. The Battle of Sodden happens way after the fact. That's right. Yaskir's not in this. In this. In the books, after all this shit happens, Geralt comes across to like a river crossing. Oh, this person here is the voice of Iris in The Witcher 3 Hearts of Stone. So if you played the game, Iris von Everick, this woman talking right now, is her voice actress. Voice actor. So she got in both of them. I don't remember her name, though. Anyway, Geralt comes to a river crossing and talks to Yashgar, who literally says, Battle of Sodden happened. Mages, all these mages died. They all fought there. Put Nilfgaard back. That's it.
Oh.
And so all of this is show created.
Well, but it does happen.
It happens, but
we don't see it. Like, no one knows, like, what.
What okay. We do know that they said happens.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's the thing. Philippa Isleheart, who has not shown up in the series,
mm-hmm.
was a major role that they have not cast. No casting news has come out about her, and she hasn't come in. Like, she is a major, major, major person. And she was at this battle, so they cut her out, which is, again, I can't wait to hear the explanation for that. And you get her insight right there, what she thinks about magic. It's yeah. not real. Because Geralt wished them to love each other, and mm-hmm. it ain't real. But Geralt didn't wish for them to
really
love each other.
Is that what she's referring to?
That's what I think so.
Huh.
That's why she's pissed about magic, too, is because she thinks Geralt wished for that. And he didn't. He didn't.
He didn't.
He didn't.
I don't think he did.
I'm going to say he didn't. Vilgefortz, Daddy Vilgefortz. Oh. Bow,
bow, bow, bow.
With brown chicken, brown cow.
Brown chicken, brown cow. Oh. Nope.
Ooh.
She's like,
don't say, oh my, I can't. Look, that look they're like, this uh-huh. motherfucker. Maybe she'll find out next
Aww.
Book.
Won't get to drink.
Teacher and student, mentor and mentee.
Eh.
Sharing a drink on the eve of battle.
Do we really say it's a mentor and mentee?
Yeah. She was. She was the rector. She taught her.
I mean, she taught her. She was her teacher.
Yeah.
But someone can be your teacher and not be a mentor.
Well, perhaps.
Hmm.
Banging. Bang, bang. I don't know, minor spoilers, whatever. It's not a big deal. It shouldn't. In the books, Vilgefortz mentions that he had a fling with a mage back in the day. He never says the mage. I think this is a shout out to that. That his fling back in the day was to Saya.
Yeah.
But they never say that in the books. I think that was just them doing through that. And she's ready to die.
Yep.
Just like
Geralt.
You know,
dead.
I think it's pronounced Geralt.
Oh.
No, I'm kidding.
Whatever.
It's Geralt.
Call him what I want.
No. No legacy. Aww. You don't need a baby. Look at that baby.
Yeah, you can leave a legacy without a baby.
Ooh. That's why she's here. Like Geralt.
Right,
it's a
yeah.
death wish.
She's cool with dying.
You have so much left to give. Almost disappointedly right there.
Oh, yeah.
So much left to give. You want to keep talking about changes? Kyre basically looks like he's in charge here. Like, him and Frangilla look like they're in charge. Like, that guy's listed as Field Marshal. Like, that should be Menno Kolorn.
Oh, Kolorn. Yeah, right.
He's taking orders from Kyre.
Yeah.
In the books, Kyre is like a secret service on
right.
a secret mission. He is not at any of this shit. And it's just, see, Field Marshal, like, that's supposed to be Menno Kolorn, but they didn't label him that. Why? Again, just changes. I don't know why, but I'd love to know. He's like, I'm just a fucking military guy here, man. What are these mages talking about? Cirilla. He's the guy's like, what? Who? Who the fuck is that? The White Flame.
So this was right after Syntra, right?
I would, it's, yeah. I mean, maybe not like the next day, but yeah.
So, this is, you know, when he has that fight with like himself, the,
Okhire? Yeah.
Yeah. When was that? Was that after this?
No, we're caught up. Everything is now together.
Everything's at the same time now.
Yeah, that was all in the past. Okay. But again, that was a month, a week.
Well, a week because it was Siri.
Yeah, well, that's what so I mean. Like, I don't know that exact thing. Because, again, the timelines, I will admit, I'm shaking on those. Take that, boy. How many times do you think that guy got hit?
Right.
And how many takes did they have to do? Yeah. Is that why that was so light? That was probably like the 20th time? Put him in the concussion protocol? She wants a daughter so badly that she goes and takes one. Who else had a comment through this guy at the end? Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones rep. No, I'm kidding. It's not a comment. A comment? It is not. Uh-oh.
Oh, shit.
Well, it's a good thing she woke up.
Right then.
Battle of Sodden Hill. This is also weird as shit, too.
So, yeah. That they had to, like, basically, like...
Well, bitch, you about to die.
Why, couldn't you just throw, like, a fireball or something? Like...
Apparently not. Look what it took for Yen to do. The point is deplete them. They're supposed to use up all their energy, yeah. All their power.
So they have to basically, it's a give and take.
Yeah, and they're just.
She just wails away.
Trebuchet. Magical trebuchet. That guy's like, oh shit, am I next? Are
he's
we done?
Like slowly back away. It's like, never mind, she gonna do it. Hell no, she ain't gonna do that.
All right, enough of this. Fringilla Vigo.
So she should also get worn out, correct?
Yeah, but she's not really doing that much.
I know, but, I mean, it should still...
Yeah. The guy's like, oh, thank God. Whew, I don't know, become a fireball tonight.
Yep, he's like, and bye.
So that was it. Two fireballs and they done. I was really kind of hoping, like, the mages would have armor. Like, just some kind of badass armor they'd give them.
Yeah.
I was kind of disappointed that they are, like, in robes and no helmets or anything. I was kind of hoping they'd have something. 22. 14th on the hill.
I mean, that has to take a lot out of this guy, right?
I don't know. I don't remember. Is he about to drop dead?
I don't remember either, but that's what I'm, like, asking, yeah. You know. Basically, like, you're the strongest one.
She's the anchor.
Yeah.
She's running the last leg. Butcher. So that's letting us know, hey, this is kind of close by.
Does Geralt know what he needs, like, to be okay?
Yeah, he gets it.
No. I mean, like, does he know, like, that can he can be saved? I'm confused.
Well, like dying or not?
Yeah.
Yeah, remember he takes, he's about to take something.
I just remember him taking a potion. I just didn't remember if it was like an actual, like...
Witch out of potion. Thunderbolt. Swallow.
And this is where we get backstory.
This is where we get rich-ass Geralt eating a fucking feast. Meh. No. Live and let live. I mean, look at what they're eating. Good lord.
Is it real, though?
Probably not.
A little golden dragon.
Hey, it's the one Trenton Mirth. They're all mixing together as visions and dreams. Sabrina Glevezig.
Sure.
Yeah. Let's do this. Right. Well, we're still here.
Wouldn't you have done that before? Like, I don't know.
Well, probably making sure everyone's in.
Yeah.
Once everyone gets in, bar the gates for the Rams. They made sure to pop that cleavage, though.
For sure.
Oh, yeah. Nilfgaard's jagged-ass swords there.
Does she have to take her gloves off?
Yeah, you gotta get that real mage touch.
The real magic touch.
Yeah. Elder. They ain't got no shields? That is not the Alba division, that's for goddamn sure. Some shrooms. Oh, yeah.
And just poof!
Those are not the psilocybin mushrooms I remember.
Oh, but poof.
Oh.
And I don't feel very good, y'all.
Coughing and retching. It's like fucking cyanide.
Right.
Coral.
And she's just standing there.
Whoop.
Oh.
Crunch. And the nosebleed.
Has that been a thing the whole time?
Maybe. Violet eyes. There's some crack shots here. I thought this was badass looking. When this shit just starts exploding.
Mm-hmm.
Little slingshot action. And then... because it's like fucking mortar fire.
Yeah.
And you hear that. And then... wing.
I love how they just straight up turn around and...
they called it artillery.
They're like,
yeah,
bye.
They're like, all right, we're out. And then, like, this is like literally artillery fire. Like fucking World War II in the Ardennes here. Bastogne. Picking up speed.
Oh.
The named actors can't have helmets on. Got to see them faces.
Get you paying too much money. I guess you
can see the other guy's face, yeah.
Oh. I like how that guy's pissed. He's like, yeah, well, I thought y'all were supposed to do all this shit, and you haven't.
Bucks up, bro.
Or what are those, Herschel soldiers?
I guess. You got the archers. That dude's got the look. He's about to march into a Polish town and round up some women and children.
Oh, fuck.
There he goes. So after, when the episode's done,
you're going to tell him after the episode's done?
We will discuss this.
I kind of want to ask questions now, though.
Nope, we'll discuss it afterwards. We will give the spoiler alert. This guy, the actor, Mardu, I can't remember his name, Vilgefortz, he's posted videos on like his Instagram of him like training with the staff and everything. Like him training. And so did a guy from the guy who's Lambert or Eskel, one of the Witchers coming up in season two, has been posting their like training videos.
Really?
Yeah.
He's just sword fighting. Like his chaos isn't until he goes to pull for the damn sword.
Yeah.
Every fucking time.
But yeah, he's on like four now.
At least.
Three. That's fine. Let me just get in. Whoop.
Yep. And then.
But it doesn't kill him.
Oh, that mean.
Yep. But he didn't kill him. Whoop. A lot of good those bars did.
Right. Uh-oh.
Yeah, that's pretty badass. The portal. But they, like, shoot into it. Yeah. Like, can't you block that?
I don't know.
Can't you use your magic portal? Well, can't you put another portal over the portal? Because she hasn't... can't you do something? Put a fucking wall in front of it or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, no, right. He does deplete.
Homeboy's withering away here.
So, wait, he just brought wind. I mean, he didn't really... Oh, he was to take that in.
Yeah.
I forget about this little guy.
Guys?
Yeah.
Little box.
So, can Fringilla hear them?
Yeah, she's right there.
No, I mean, like, can she hear them in the head? Yeah.
Not right there. I would assume not. Maybe. But I assume it wasn't meant for her to hear. No shit. Dimeridium, usually it's shackles. Think of it as like kryptonite. Like if it's on, you can't do anything.
Oh.
It takes away your magic. Dimeridium shackles. Yeah, I know a lot of people didn't like this either. The brain worms.
Is this real? Like, is it in the book?
No.
Oh, yeah, because it's not. No. Yeah, it gets, yeah.
I mean, it's fucking fantasy. Like, is it unbelievable? I don't understand. Like,
no, but I mean, it's. I guess it goes with the whole dark magic thing that she, like, kind of...
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sudden.
Yeah.
it's not helping.
Yeah, he's like, thank you.
Oh, it's festering. My bag. Gonna take some nasty shit.
Yep.
Black blood? No, black blood's for vampires. Pop the top.
And
he's like, oh God.
And then pour the rest straight on it.
Blue Mountains.
Who's he? What's on the other side of Sod?
The Blue Mountains.
What's the Blue Mountains?
By Kedwin.
Who?
In the east.
Huh?
The edge of the world. This is why she dumped him off. He wouldn't shut the hell up.
He's a little kid.
Hey, mommy!
He wants to ask what, right
the edge of the world, mommy? You want any food? You want this? Take this apple. A Revia and Venga bag. Yeah, because you're too fucking annoying. And that was it. The last words.
So why does she leave him?
Visenna. Vesemir. Wait, I thought... Vesemir, yeah. Vesemir. He's in season two.
Ah.
That's the... Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, that guy.
Oh, Coral. Oh, he had a name. And
she's like, nah, I gotta
tomb.
Oh.
So what happens to Coral? What happens to Coral in the books is worse.
Is worse than what they do here?
Basically, they said she gets her arms and legs cut off, but she's, like, still alive.
Ugh.
Like, a screaming, like, smoking, smoldering mess with no arms and legs. So, mercifully, they didn't do that. But what happens to Triss here is the same as the books also. You ain't getting that arm back.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I'm assuming everyone's seen this already.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things like, so did she know that they also had the worms in their ears?
Yeah, that's what the worms are...
communicating?
Yes. They're out of their control now. And that happens to her. She won't be wearing any more low-cut dresses for the rest of the show. Only the games. Because they got to be hot.
This is just another one of those things, like...
Bang, bang, bang.
I don't... Yeah, this is where I get, like, why people didn't like the worm thing.
What?
Because it does this to these kids. Enemy lines. Yeah.
Well, I hope it wasn't because they were like, oh, no, I like Sabrina. Because, yeah, Sabrina and Yen were huge fucking rivals in the books. And then, whoa!
Ugh.
Betrayal. Ooh. Chittering. See, they're talking. And
it just... by all the other ones, and it's just
the ammo catch right there. Yep.
So did she not land on her feet because she wasn't really her?
Probably. You can't do the magic, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, did you... Wait.
So she just doesn't really die. You don't know if she dies. What?
I mean, yeah, as far as the show goes. But I thought she saw the worm. She never did. She ever see the worm? Did she ever know like what was going on?
I don't know.
Or was she just like, all right, cool. Dead kids.
Yeah.
Well, they got what they deserved. Well, the worms did. If they died.
They died.
Yeah, somehow like everyone's dead, but they're still gonna win the battle.
Yeah.
Burned. See, yeah, that's what it says. Somewhere in one of the next books, it says that that's like her reminder. Like she leaves that as a reminder. She doesn't use magic to change the burn. And she's never going to wear a low-cut dress again. This motherfucker. Are you serious?
She's like, fuck you.
You serious, bro? You coming at me?
Oh.
Yeah. It looked like she still had her legs there. Yeah. But at least she was dead.
Oh. Fuck you, Frangilla.
Frangilla. Wait, Legacy was Frangilla listening in on them? I guess that's what we're, that's what I think.
And she mentions he's that. Alive.
Daddy Vilgefortz, up and running. Whew, all right. Let's get back and help the Northern Realms and... against Nilfgaard. All right, can't wait to get back up there.
A lot of dead men.
Oh, but a Northern Realm soldier, and he's a mage, so he can help him.
Ugh, so questioning everything right now.
With the Morning Star.
Ugh.
Jesus.
Overkill.
I don't know why this was needed. Yeah. Like, I don't know.
It's just so much overkill.
I don't get why that was needed. Huh.
Showing true colors.
Are you with us? Radio silence.
So does that stuff, like, wear off?
Yeah. It wasn't, like... made of it.
Yeah, she just like the really cuffs. Fucking hurts.
Shackles.
Oh, Geralt. Almost forgot about him.
Yeah. I kinda
what
did.
Up, bro?
I kinda did too. Who's the woman? Mother? Mommy? You got an apple for me? Anyway, so this is... I was actually fucking Renfri, that's right. I forgot they expanded her again. The woman in the forest. She is your destiny. The women in his life. And the mother. So what I'm made to think out of this is not happening. Because Renfri is dead. We know that. Yennefer is not there.
Right.
We know where she is. So we are made that this is a dream.
No, but she, like, I think what he was saying is you're in my head. She's like, I'm a sorceress. Yeah, I can do that. So I can portray, like, the person you want there taking care of you versus me.
Renfri is dead.
Right, no, I know.
So Renfri is not there.
No, I'm saying the sorceress, this mom.
But the other two we know are not there.
I know, I'm saying mom can take the form of someone else and trick his mind to see someone.
Okay, but
someone.
Then how do we explain afterwards when the guy's like, you've been saying their names all the time, when he didn't see them? Anyway, I'm made to think that this is a dream, that this did not happen. That to me is what it is. In the books, his mom is actually there. And it's made to be that, where it's not. Like, they come across each other. He gives her that kind of riot act thing of, it's not as
combative.
Combative, there you go. It's not as combative as this. It's more of him, like, being real sad and trying to guilt trip her. But, like, that actually happened. And, again, another thing here, I don't know. I guess it didn't really matter. Like, he doesn't really do like that right there. Like, he wants her to say his name, but he doesn't get angry like that. He's just, like, sad.
To me, in my opinion, that's his mom's actually there. That's the source. Like, that's who the help, because he said he needed to find someone to help you, a healer. That's the healer that just showed up, who knows, out of nowhere. Not even going to try to explain that.
Okay.
And I think that she was taking the form of the women the people he loved.
Well, no, if that's the case, then he's just hallucinating. And I'm okay with that. But we'll see. When he wakes up, let's just let it finish. Because she says that in the books also, like, this will be like as a dream or something along those lines. And see, I honestly think that this is where he lets go of her. And, like, it's not...
The only thing that's like, hard... It'll be,
here, like, to find her bit, I was just a dream.
No, I think having my mother was just a dream.
See, like, here... Right here. Like, he wakes up. And he's there. Where'd she go? The woman...
That's a dream to me.
I'm not, again, people can believe whatever. He very clearly wakes up. It's different lighting. At night.
Oh, no, I know. I'm not saying that's a dream. But I'm still saying that it could have been he fell asleep and then, like...
I still think it would have had a bigger impact if it was actually his mom. Because to me, that takes it away. Like, that was just like, oh, my God, he met his mom. He gets to do that. We saw her abandon him. Why? And then he gets his little, almost not comeuppance there, but closure. But then it's just a dream, and it just takes it away from me.
Well, and that's almost kind of where it's a little, like, odd to me, is that we've had zero Geralt backstory, and all of a sudden you throw it in here now, are we supposed to, like...
Yeah, I figure that's just, again, a little setup for when we get to Kaer Morhen and Vesemir. Vesemir's obviously going to be next season. He's been cast. The Witchers have been cast.
Well, and that was him realizing, oh, I need Ciri still alive. I need to go find her.
And I think that's what it was. I think that was his psyche of closure with his mom. And again, the whole...
Yeah.
And even now, he's probably thinking, like, wait a minute. Find her. Is she still alive?
Yeah.
Maybe she's still alive. Maybe I shouldn't have just thought she was dead. Although, again, they cut that out. But yeah, I think Dandelion Yaskier says that she's dead, like everyone's dead.
Yeah.
Calanthe, Ciri, they're all dead. And that's when he really gets sad.
That There you go. That's your legacy.
The legacy, the pep talk.
She's still teaching.
Mentor. But yeah, I guess it would mentor would be like Vesemir and Geralt, I guess. She's a mentor now.
No, she is now passed on over to the mentor state. Like,
but it's also her like saying, "You've got this."
Yeah, no, and that's why I think it becomes like more of a mentor thing.
Whether
she
believes that or not.
Yeah.
Hail Mary, right here.
Is you
Hail Mary, full of grace. That's you. You got to say those. So this is what, in that moment when all seemed lost.
Oh, and
for mine, Piglet.
Haha.
Does it have?
You know what the kind of thing is, though? There's no Geralt lines in there.
I was just about to say that Geralt wasn't in there.
There was no Geralt lines in her.
Unless that's the one at the end that we're forgetting, and that's what's going to put her over the top.
But you know what I mean? Like, there was nothing that he ever...
I was looking for it, and I don't remember. But I don't know. Like, I really don't... I've only seen this episode twice. Watched it when it first came out, and then watched it again for the lore party one about a month ago. And then now... Stella, come up. Nope, there it goes. Yeah, no Geralt. And then, oh, how lovely it burns.
See, this is when you know she's like truly is like super really powerful.
Because she protects. Because
she protects Tisea.
It's not just, and then just.
Yeah.
There you go, white flame.
And it's like, damn, she's, you know, she is everything. Yeah, hey, what's her, Fringilla?
Yeah, Kyre just...
Come at that.
I have failed. The white flame dancing on the barrows of his enemies.
And then she's nowhere to be seen. So I can only assume Tisea thinks that it's kind of the same as...
Where does she go?
Well, but all the other people, when you use all your power, you
and
disappear.
Foltes shows up. Oh, like, yeah, like,
you know
withers.
What I mean? Like, do you think that she, maybe that's what she thought right there.
And Foltes arrives. Get that paycheck.
Right.
And that's it. Yeah, but he got in that episode. Oh, yeah, Siri. Yeah, they'll probably just leave you alone. They're not going to fan out and rape and pillage the countryside like armies do. Because she got a daughter. Destiny. Meant to find you. Oh, shit.
She's like...
Yeah, she's like...
I can't stay.
There's somewhere I gotta be. Sorry, lass. Thank you for the memories.
I don't even remember. Does she even sleep, or does she just get right up and go?
Oh, yeah, she ain't sleeping. I don't think. Oh, maybe.
Yeah, because it's in the morning, but I just didn't know how, like, what time it was.
Where did she go? No, I'm seriously asking, where'd she go? Because I have no idea.
I really wonder if she thinks that she, she gave herself.
Well, looks like there's one person left standing.
That's it.
And then no Nilfgaard, so. Oh, never mind. So, Geralt goes to the battlefield. Again, this is long after it happens. Geralt is there long after. They say all the mages died. He goes to look at this obelisk that is put up. 22 mages, 14 dead. All right?
Uh-huh.
So they go there. Triss's name is on there.
Uh-huh.
Dead.
Uh-huh.
As a mage. The 14th name on the hill. Which uh-huh. Triss actually knows the 14th on the hill. But there's a name on there, the last one. Gets uh-huh. read off. He meets someone who I think is Death there.
Right.
And there's a last name on there. And he can't look at it.
Because he doesn't know if it's Yennefer.
Because he thinks it's Yen.
Right.
And then Death says, no, it's someone random.
Yeah.
And he's just like, yep, and then leaves. So again, a different change. Again, I like the books better. I like it because it's really fucking weird because he's like talking to Death.
Yeah.
And you get into that just whole like philosophical thing.
Yeah.
I know they didn't have probably time to do it, but it's stuff like that of what I liked about the books.
Yeah.
If Sapkowski would throw in some weird shit like that. And when he throws in weird shit and it works, it really fucking works. When it doesn't, it's really bad. But it worked there for me. Girl,
he's like, in the woods.
In the woods.
And he's like,
fetch him an ale.
He's like, yeah, I'll be back. You have my horse.
So we get the meeting of Geralt and Ciri. This happens where it is in the books, but again, they've met before.
Right, and been separated. And here they haven't, but...
And the showrunner, she gave an explanation for it, and they cut out, like, pages of what happened because she felt it wasn't earned.
Right.
And she's probably right. It wasn't earned the way they had it for people who don't know the backstory. And obviously, when they meet, Ciri does not know who Yennefer is.
Right.
So she doesn't say, who is Yennefer? He got some high-waisted pants, doesn't he?
It's for his butt.
But he got some junk back there, doesn't he?
That's what I said. It's for his butt.
Hell yeah. That dude don't skip leg day.
I don't think he skips any muscle day.
No. His Instagram had it as biceps and delts. Not back, but delts, like specifically, or shoulders or anything.
She just knows exactly who that is.
Well, it's probably, Wait, is that another the other Witcher? So yeah, it's not quite the momentous occasion it was.
No, but it's pretty good.
Oh? Of the White Wolf. All right, so season one has come to an end.
Mm-hmm. I just want you to back up to the fight.
To the fight?
I've been dying.
What, to talk about?
Yes.
No, we'll go with that. We'll get that in. All right, so thoughts on the episode?
I mean, obviously it's...
Season, episode, whatever.
I think it was the best... They had a lot of good episodes. This one was really good just because...
Yeah, I loved it. A lot of people didn't.
The battle, all of it.
And that's the thing. I'm the first and foremost. Battles aren't my thing at all.
No, but...
Like, I prefer much of the other stuff, but this was... I thought this was fantastic. The first episode of the pilot had that battle scene with Ice and Clint. That was boring as shit to me. Because that was a generic-ass battle.
Right.
Like, this was the mages. You saw the magic. You saw the weird shit. Maybe some people didn't like certain things. Like, that's fine. But to me, like, that was unique.
I think that part of one of the main things I like is that you saw Yennefer from the beginning of her transformation. Like, you met her at the beginning of the season, getting picked out of the pig pen and going through the whole thing.
And to see her,
right now with what she just did, like, that was, I think, one of my favorite parts is you just saw her complete transformation. But I mean, I'm excited to see more episodes of it. Obviously,
it's going to be a while.
Yeah, it's going to be a while.
It's going to be a while.
I'm super excited. I think there was a very big, what's the word? Not boost, not following, but when this came out, everyone loved it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, when this thing came out, even people who hadn't read the books or anything like that, so that's what I'm kind of excited about, is that it keeps going.
The critical reception at first was very hot and cold.
Yeah.
But once it kind of settled and people realized that this was something bigger, I think a lot of people saw it as like some dumbass fantasy thing that Netflix is putting out. And they're just like, ah, this is stupid. And they like Rotten Tomatoes, whatever the hell it was, had it like in the low 60s or 50s or something like that.
Yeah.
And then as it went on, it went up like 10 points or something. When people kind of like looked at it and was like, this isn't fucking Game of Thrones, people.
Right.
Like, don't treat it like Game of Thrones and it's some other stuff. So I think even the critical reception came out positive in it. But no, it was, I don't know, I saw some of this, I think only Stranger Things was more watched or bigger for Netflix than this. And at one time, only The Mandalorian was like bigger or more talked about it. And I think The Witcher actually passed that.
Yeah.
Because The Mandalorian, I think, was wrapping up right around that time.
Mandalorian has Baby Yoda, so.
Mandalorian does have Baby Yoda. So meme-wise, Mandalorian is way ahead on that front. But because it was such a success, I don't think I'm going to get what I want, and that's released weekly. I think it got released all at once. It was a huge success. People watched the shit out of it.
Yeah.
They're probably going to do it again. I want it to be released weekly. I think it'll be like The Mandalorian, and I think it'll be bigger if they do it weekly, and they let people talk about it, and they get some hype with it. Again, I'm a fucking nobody, so they're probably not going to do it. And what do I know?
And Netflix that's just not Netflix, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. So that's going to do it. We're going to stick around. We're going to have major, major, major spoilers. We're going to talk about a character from this episode. So if you don't want to know anything else, if you've read the books, you're fine. It's going to be all for books. But if you don't know anything else and you're just a show reader, bail out now. Do not listen. Because again, there's going to be massive, massive spoilers. And for those that have now piqued their curiosity and are probably going to listen anyway, well, you know, handle that better, I guess.
I'll tell you just because I'm one of those types of people that...
Yeah, I had to do it
knowing,
for her.
Knowing things ahead of time doesn't bother me, but for some people, it's a big deal when they're watching shows or about anything.
Yeah.
So if you're one of those people who you are not a spoiler person, you don't want to know things because it's just going to change your view, I would definitely advise you just to
cut us off. Massive, massive, massive spoilers. So if you're bailing out now, thank you very much for listening. I hope you've enjoyed it. The downloads have been great. There's been a lot of people doing them quickly. Feedback's been great, so we look to continue doing it. I hope you enjoyed, again, the different perspective that Lindsay has brought as a woman and non-Witcher person. Fan, there you go. Bring it in. Although you're a fan now, I suppose. I'll speak for
I'm
you there.
I'm a fan of the show, not the books, because I haven't read the books.
What about the games, though? And Gwent.
Gwent.
Yeah, we got to always mention Gwent. All right, so that's it. That's going to do it. Thank you very much. So for those leaving, goodbye.
Bye.
And we'll see you. And now I will vamp and let people pause or end the episode, because again, spoilers, 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 spoilers. And I think I've done enough time. If you can't pause it by now, fingers in ears, unless you're driving, and la 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 la. All right, so we're going to talk about, of course, Vilgefortz. So to sum it up quickly, the biggest complaint that I heard from a lot of people was, how the hell does Kyre beat Vilgefortz, this powerful, badass mage? Okay? My thought about that is, Vilgefortz, again, we have to talk everything back in here. So we'll go back to the beginning of it. Vilgefortz is behind all of this. Vilgefortz is, you can call him a double agent, whatever it is.
Right.
Dunny, Pavetta's husband, the guy at the banquet, Ciri's dad, is Emir, the Emperor of Nilfgaard. He is the white flame dancing on the barrels of his enemy. Dunny the Hedgehog is Emir, that is Ciri's dad. He is the Emperor of Nilfgaard. Pavetta and Dunny's ship went down in the sea, in a massive storm that came out of nowhere. Vilgefortz did that storm. He got together with Emir, showed him this prophecy, Ithlien's prophecy, that's going to require him to essentially marry Ciri and have children with his daughter, because in her blood is going to save this thing called the White Frost. It's going to, think of it like climate change to the extent.
Right.
It's going to kill everything in there. That's why everybody wants Ciri. That's why some very tall elves in a book or two are really going to go after Ciri. Everything goes down to Ciri because of this. So Vilgefortz is working with Emir. So I think he just simply sandbagged against Kyre. He threw the fight. He pulled his punches. He wasn't trying to do that.
So my question is, does Kyre know?
No.
Okay.
Kyre does not
know. That
was
one of my biggest questions, is does he know?
No.
Because at the end of the fight, when Kyre just kicked him off the cliff, here you go, let me just put a good boot in your,
Well, here's the thing. I should say again, coming from the books, if Kyre doesn't, if they're on the same page here, then that's tricking us and that's bullshit writing and storytelling.
Okay.
Because they didn't need to have done that.
No, that's true.
They didn't need to have done that. So that's tricking us if that's the case. And if so, I'll be pretty pissed because that's not fair.
Okay.
But no, again, Kyre in the books is on his own thing. He's by himself now. He's lost Ciri. Emir's actually called him back and be like, I'm going to fucking execute you. And he gets one last chance.
Yeah.
And then he goes back to get Ciri. And then again, spoilers again, he becomes a double agent because he becomes on their side.
Right.
And he ends up teaming up with Geralt and his Hansa and all that. So regarding Vilgefortz, I think he's sandbagging. And I watched this episode again, and I watched this to look at his reactions and to look at his looks and to look at the camera shots at every time someone did something or said it. And again, the clues are there. When they say when they say certain things about it, they'll cut to him. The way he looked at Yennefer, the way he was like buddy-buddy with Yennefer, that was to gauge her up.
Right.
That to me is the thing. He's gauging up his enemies, and he's looking and being like, holy shit, she's got chops.
Yeah.
Because obviously, they're going to come together in the future.
Right.
A lot.
Right.
And so I think that's what that was. I don't know how much it meant, but remember who helped pack those rocks that the worms and Sabrina did all that? Vilgefortz. Vilgefortz was packing those rocks.
Yeah.
Again, could have been just coincidence, or maybe because he knew, hey, they're going to do this plan.
Yeah.
I don't know. Again, maybe I'm looking too much into that. But he had to do with that main thing that was
a
double agent.
A little bit, but
maybe
it makes sense. Yeah.
Maybe he just wanted to get them
Who knows? It could have been his idea
to pack them all. Maybe he wanted to pack them all together in the artillery. Yeah, maybe something in that sense there.
Yeah.
And so that's what I think it was. I don't think Kyre beat him. He wasn't trying.
Right.
Because then you see when he comes back up, he's then changed. He beats to death that Northern Realm soldier. The guy wasn't a mage, right?
Yeah, no, he was a mage.
Oh, he was?
Yeah.
Oh.
Did you not see all the soldiers around him that were dead?
Oh, that's
the way
true.
They were dead, it looked like he had
I guess I just assumed that was another thing. But
and
yeah,
he knew
right.
the guy's name. He knew Vilgefortz's name. He was trying
good
to say
point.
His name.
All right. So yeah, so he was a mage. So he kills him, and that's letting the audience know, whoa. Here's the thing. How many people thought like, oh, he had fucking brain worms or something?
I did not. I want to say because I didn't know this whole thing. When we first watched the episode, I thought it was a mercy kill.
Yeah.
And I didn't think brain worms at all. I legit thought mercy kill, like this guy's going to die anyways. I'm going to kill him. But
how do you explain him not? First off, when he kills him, it's not like, man, I'm sorry. It's a look
of
hate.
Oh, yeah. No, it's a look. Yeah. No,
but,
for sure.
But again, if you're not knowing the first time, you might be confused. But how do you explain him not responding to Yennefer? That's the key. He's sitting there and Yennefer's like, Vilgefortz, are you with us?
Yeah.
And he takes that breath like,
all right, let's do this.
Yeah, let's go. And we don't know what he does.
Yeah,
and
true.
We don't know where Yennefer goes. Again, that's something show created. Who the hell knows? Again, I don't know. This can be the time. Vilgefortz might have fucking taken her. Because he traps her later on, much, much later on in the books. A lot of times they go through there. So, I don't know. A lot of that in there. But I don't think Kyre beat him fucking straight up. I think he's pulling his punches. And it was a way to trick the audience, too.
Yeah.
Maybe not trick, I should say trick. Mislead.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't
mislead.
Tricking.
Yeah.
It was a mislead him to be that twist of,
like,
holy shit, what the hell's going on with Vilgefortz?
Right.
But yeah. So again, if you haven't read the books and you stayed around, I mean, I don't think it's going to be that big a deal. I'm curious as hell to see how they're going to do the Emir Dunny twist.
Does Fergilla know about
Vilgefortz?
Yeah.
Again, in the books, Vilgefortz, we don't know when Vilgefortz turned. In the books, he is leading the mages at Sodden Hill.
Uh-huh.
And he does not turn like this that we know of.
Okay.
Like he's, for all extents purposes, he defeats Nilfgaard.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he leads the mages at Nilfgaard.
Okay.
Philippa's another one there that wasn't in the show.
Okay.
So that all's there, but You know, that's something you'd have to ask the guy. He's gonna be like, I don't know, fucking know. I didn't write that shit in there.
Right.
So at some point, I think there's no set time when he turns.
Right. Okay.
It's just he's very power hungry.
Yeah.
And like that's okay. something we don't know about him here that I'm sure we'll get a ton of backstory about him. He's power hungry and he knows Emir is a Nilfgaard, Nilfgaardian emperor. He finds this fucking Ithilien's prophecy, reminds him of it, and then he promises him all that stuff in there.
Yeah.
So,
no, that I mean, that makes yeah. sense.
So that'll be interesting there. All right, well, that's going to be the spoiler section on that part. So now, yeah, if you haven't read the books, you don't know the story. Dunny the Hedgehog is going to try to impregnate and marry Ciri. That's his lone goal. That's why he's going after her, because the elder blood that runs through her veins is what's needed to save the world. Basically, Ciri's offspring, Ciri's child,
yes.
is who's going to save the world.
Right.
So we'll see what so happens weird. There. Yeah, it is. And that's what Ciri's basically wanted. And then we'll go from there. All right, so now that's going to do it for all of it.
Yeah, we won't talk to y'all for a while.
Yeah.
Unless I show up randomly on something else.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, if you want more of Lindsay's stream, come to the stream that's
oh, yeah. underneath.
We're actually about to do it here Saturday night, March 7th. But again, thank you for this. This was a blast. Hope everybody enjoyed it. And we'll look to do something more like it in the future.
Yeah, thanks for listening, y'all. I truly hope y'all enjoyed listening to us rant and banter and talk about who knows what, and I'm sure we will see you around again.
Bye.
Bye.